I'm Cherie Saunders with USA Today. A vacant Beverly Hills bistro has been transformed into the set of a 1980 sitcom about four women living in Miami, but it's also a working restaurant. Reservations have been going fast at the newly opened The Golden Girls Kitchen. Some patrons have come from out of state to see the pop-up eatery. 30 years after The Golden Girls ended on NBC, fans still can't let go of the sitcom about four housemates, Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia, bonding over aging, dating, and cheesecake. The first month of reservations sold out before the pop-up opened July 30th, which the internet deems National Golden Girls Day. It's just the latest example of the comedy rising to pop culture relevancy again. In just the past few months, the first ever GoldenCon fan convention was held in Chicago, and a pilot for an animated futuristic Golden Girls series is being shopped around. As far as the pop-up, upon walking in, fans are immediately greeted by a bartender at the Shady Pines Bar. Further inside is a replica of the women's kitchen counter, complete with a yellow wall phone. Behind the dining room is a recreation of Blanche's bedroom, including the iconic banana leaf bedspread and wallpaper. The choices, of course, include lasagna, which the Sicilian-born Sophia often cooked, and various flavors of cheesecake. There are also references to Scandinavian delicacies mentioned by Rose in her stories about her hometown of St. Olaf, Minnesota. The pop-up only has reservations through late October, but there are plans to take it on the road to New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and of course Miami, according to Derek Berry, director of experiences for the event. The Golden Girls premiered in 1985, and its four stars, Betty White, Bea Arthur, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty, are no longer alive. Even so, the show continues to attract new fans through cable reruns and streaming availability on Hulu. Widely varying demographics of the restaurant's patrons are proof of that.